Harper Audio presents Dark Invasion, 1915, Germany's Secret War Against America, by Howard Bloom, performed by Pete Larkin. The interest of history lies not in its periods, but in its problems. Hugh Trevor Roper. The lessons to America are clear as day. We must not again be caught napping with no national intelligence organization. The several federal bureaus should be welded into one, and that one should be eternally and comprehensively vigilant. Arthur Woods, New York Police Commissioner, 1919. The Dark Invader, title of the memoir written by Franz von Rintelen, the German spy network's chief operative in 1915 America. A note to the listener. This is a true story. It was inspired by an article in the Central Intelligence Agency's in-house publication, Studies in Intelligence. Written by a member of the CIA's history staff and published 1 year after the 9/11 attacks against America, the article was subtitled, Protecting the Homeland the First Time Around. Reading the piece, I began to realize that Captain Thomas J. Tunney, who led the New York Police Department's bomb squad from 1913 to 1917, was, for all practical purposes, the first head of Homeland Security. Intrigued, I set out to learn more about him and his activities. In the nonfiction spy tale that follows, I tell how a sophisticated foreign intelligence organization launched a covert campaign of terror, bombs, germ warfare, and murder against an unsuspecting turn-of-the-century America, and how Tunney and his men, at first overwhelmed and overmatched, rose to the challenge of defending the home front.